This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the Bible teaching ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue in a series called Transformed. In these lessons, Rick uncovers key principles found in God's Word that will completely transform our lives from the inside out in every area, including spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, relational, financial, and vocational. Now, in just a few moments, we're going to let you know how you can get your very own copy of Open Doors, a year of daily devotions book. It's a beautifully illustrated 365-day devotional from Pastor Rick that offers daily encouragement from the Bible. You can take a sneak peek right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen. And if you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 to find out more. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Facing Giants in Life and Work.
I remember when I'm a Californian, but I went to seminary in Texas. And when I went to seminary in Texas, while I was there, God gave me a dream of moving to Southern California, to a city I'd never been in, and to start a church with no money, no members, no building, and no support, and I'd never been a senior pastor. And so I called up an expert on starting churches in Texas. His name was Gene. And I called him up and I said, hey, I'm thinking about graduating, going to Southern California, starting a church with no money, no members, no building, no support, and I've never been a senior pastor. What do you think? And this Gene said, expert said, that's the dumbest idea I've ever heard. He said, Rick, if you do that, you will never be heard from again. Hmm. 20 years later, he called me back. He said, that was the dumbest advice I ever gave in my life. I was dead wrong, dead wrong on that. Okay? Now, I remember when I wrote Purpose Driven Life, I got a letter from the editor. I framed it. It said, this book will never work. Nobody's going to read 40 chapters. The experts are often very wrong. Very, very wrong. So, there's this doubt that comes. Now, how do you defeat these giants that are keeping you from being the man God wants you to be? How do you defeat these fears that are keeping you from being the woman God wants you to be? To be a person of great faith with a great dream and a great life work. How do you overcome those giants? You do the very things that David did. Quickly, let me just give them to you. The four things that David did to defeat these giants before he gets to Goliath. Number one, I remember how God has helped me in the past. That's the first thing you do to face the giants and to fulfill your dream. Remember how God has helped me in the past. This is a confidence builder. When I recall, when I recollect, when I remember ways that God has helped me in the past, it gives me confidence for the future. I say, remember those times I thought I wasn't going to make it, but I did. And I remember that time I thought it was the end, but it wasn't. And I remember I thought I was at the bottom and I was never going to climb out, but I did. And remember when I thought I was all alone, but I wasn't. And you remember how God has helped you in little times and realize he's going to help me in big times in the future, because God never changes. God doesn't love you one day and not another day. And if he helped you in the past in little ways, he will willingly help you in the future in big ways. You remember how God has helped you in the past. This is what David did, verse 36. David says, when everybody tells him it can't be done, he says, you know, in protecting my sheep as a shepherd, I've killed both a lion and a bear. And the Lord who delivered me from the teeth of that lion and the claws of that bear will surely now deliver me from this Philistine too. That's confidence. I remember how God's helped me in the past. Number two, I use the tools that God has given me now. I use the tools that God has given me now. I don't wait for something I don't have. I don't have enough money. I don't have enough education. I don't have enough connections. I don't have enough opportunities. I don't have this or I don't have that. No, you use the tools you've got right now. Now, some people are just waiting for something to happen. You don't wait for your ship to come in. You swim out to it. Because if you wait for it to come into the harbor, you're going to wait a long, long time. You use the tools God has given me now. Now, David goes to see Saul, and Saul says, well, if you're going to fight this guy, you may as well use my armor. How ridiculous is that? David is a short, small boy. Saul is a tall, big, grown man. To take his armor and put it on David, his hands probably didn't even show through it. It would be comical. And David says this, verse 38 to 40, then Saul dressed David in his own armor. But David said, if I can't go out in these, he said, I can't go out in these because I'm not used to them. So he took them off. Instead, he chose 5 smooth stones for his sling. He goes, this is what I'm used to. I know how to use a slingshot. I don't need your armor. I'm going to just do this. Now, let me just say this. When you start going after your dream that God has given you, some people are going to oppose you on it. They're going to be opposition. But other people say, oh, yeah, go ahead and go after your dream, but do it my way. And they're going to try to convince you to do it their way, but you're not them, and it's going to fail. I see this Saul's armor syndrome in businesses everywhere. Well, they're doing it that way, so we should do it that way. Well, not necessarily. Because God doesn't create clones. God made you to be you, and God's going to use you to fulfill the dream he has for you, your way, not the way somebody else did it. And if you try to do it the way somebody else did it, you are bound to fail. It's like trying to wear Saul's armor. You can't wear it because you're not Saul. You just need to use the tools you got. He had a slingshot, so he picks up some stones, and he's going to go after it. Often people will try to load some things on you that are just too heavy for you, and you're not going to fulfill your dream that way. I love this verse in Ecclesiastes 11. Look up here on the screen. Verse 4 says, if you wait for perfect conditions, you'll never get anything done. How many of you agree with that verse? Yeah. If you wait for perfect conditions, you're never going to get started on your dream. Someday I'll, one of these, no, today's the day. We're ending 50 days of transformation. This is the day to start the new dream. This is the day to go after it. And when everybody else is saying, you can't do it, discouragement. And when you're full of doubt, you're going to trust God. And when there's been a delay and people have held you back, and when people disapprove, you just say, sorry, I've got to do what God's asking me to do. Number 3, the third thing he did is ignore the dream busters. You must ignore the dream busters in your life. Now, it is interesting to me that as David's going to take on a giant that everybody else is scared to death to take on, he didn't get any encouragement from anybody. Not a single word of encouragement as he's going out on this show. His dad didn't encourage him. His mom didn't encourage him. His brothers didn't encourage him. The army, the soldiers who are scared to death, didn't encourage him. The king, whose reputation is on the line, didn't encourage him. Nobody gave David any encouragement. What did he do? He had to encourage himself in the Lord. Look at the next verse. 1 Samuel 30, verse 6. When others were speaking against him, David, read it with me, encouraged himself in the Lord. Circle in the Lord. Do you do that? Do you encourage yourself in the Lord? Now, this is so important. If you're going to go after your dream, you're going to have to learn how to encourage yourself, because sometimes nobody else is going to encourage you. And you're going to have to encourage yourself in the Lord. Now, this is very, very different from simply having a positive mental attitude. No, this is far more deep. When you encourage yourself in the Lord, there is a bedrock trust in God's faith, God's grace, God's provision, God's security, God's kindness, God's power. You're trusting in God. It's not just a positive mental attitude. Now, I'm not against positive thinking. I mean, considering the alternative, I think you ought to be a positive thinker. Because the alternative is negative thinking, and that's worse. So between negative and positive thinking, you ought to be a positive thinker. But friends, there are some problems in your life that are so significant and some giants so big, all the positive thinking in the world isn't going to make a difference at all. The sun will come out tomorrow, have a nice day. It's just pretty shallow when you're facing the deepest, darkest problems of life.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you've missed any part of today's teaching, you can listen online anytime at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Do you want to live the full and abundant life God desires for you? That only happens when you seek God and spend time in His Word. That's why Pastor Rick put together a 365-day devotional book called Open Doors. Each day features a Bible verse and a short devotional where Pastor Rick, in his engaging and relevant way, makes the Bible easy to understand and apply. As you dive into this book, you'll open the door to greater intimacy with God and experience the love, trust, and freedom that comes from a deeper relationship with Him. You'll discover God's wisdom to resolve conflict, conquer fear, reduce stress, build healthy relationships, overcome temptation, and so much more. Get Open Doors today and be encouraged, inspired, and equipped to live out God's plan and purpose for your life. It's a great way to kick off the new year. And today, when you give a gift to help Daily Hope take the certain hope of Jesus to people around the world, we'll send you your very own hardcover copy of Open Doors to say thanks. To get your copy of this great resource, call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Today is the last day to get this great resource, so don't wait.
Once again, here's Rick.
Number four, fourth thing David did, I expect God to help me for His glory. I expect God to help me for His glory. This is what David did. This is what you must do in going after your dream. It is the faith factor. I love what David says to Goliath as he runs onto the battlefield. David runs onto the battlefield shouting, and he says this. David shouted to Goliath, "You come at me with sword and with spear and with javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord Almighty. And today the Lord will conquer you, not me. The Lord will conquer you, and the whole world will know that there is a God. And everyone will know that the Lord doesn't need weapons to rescue His people. It is His battle, not ours." Are you fighting God's battle and that's why you're tired? "It is His battle, not ours. And the Lord will give you to us." What are you expecting God to do in your life? Without even knowing you, I can tell you this. God is doing exactly what you expect Him to do. No more and no less. Because every time God moves out of heaven and moves on earth and does a miracle, it's because somebody believed. The Bible says, according to your faith, it will be done unto you. The Bible says, the just shall live by faith. The Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. The Bible says, whatever is not of faith is sin. According to your faith, it will be done to you. You get to choose how much God does in your life. It's based on how much you choose to trust Him. I don't have to be the smartest person in life. I don't have to be the best looking person in life. I don't have to be the wealthiest person in life. I have a choice to trust God. And you do too. Whatever is not of faith is sin. He said, I expect God to help me for His glory. I made this decision when I was a young man. And in the mountains of Northern California, one night I got down on my knees. And as a young man, I said, God, I'm not the smartest guy. I'm not the most educated, and I'm not the best looking, and I'm not the most talented. But God, by your grace, I'm going to trust you. And I don't have to know or understand why you tell me to do what you want me to do, but I will do anything, anytime, anywhere, in faith, even when it doesn't make sense to me. And what an adventure my life has been. I would have never imagined as a teenager that one day I would stand and speak to a crowd like this, much less to all of our campuses around the world. Because this group right here is about 5 times bigger than the town I grew up in. I'm a country boy with a slingshot. And God says, I will use anybody who will trust me and say, I expect God to use me, not because of who I am, but for his glory, that God knows and the world knows that there is a God. I'll never forget. Looking into my wife's eyes, many years ago, as we were finishing up school in Texas, and I said, okay, I think God has given me a dream, and it is to be a pastor. And I think we're supposed to go to Southern California, to a place we've never been, and start a church with no money, no members, no building, no support. And I've never been a senior pastor. And I said, what do you think about that dream? And she looked into my eyes and she says, it scares me to death. But I believe in God. And I believe in you. So let's go. Let's go for it. Now, I've often thought, how would history be different if my wife had said no? If she'd been afraid and scared and said, let's don't do it. There would be no Saddleback Church. There would be no purpose-driven life. There would be no movement of churches in 160 nations. There would be no peace plan. Thousands of people that are going to heaven now would not be headed to heaven. You have no idea how much your unbelief could be limiting somebody you love. Is your unbelief limiting your wife? Is your unbelief limiting your husband? Is your unbelief limiting your child? Don't be Jesse. Don't hold them back when God has a great dream for their life. It's not your dream for them. It's God's dream for them. And you need to say, I'm not going to let anybody else's unbelief hold me back, and I'm not going to let my unbelief hold anybody else back. Let's bow for prayer. There are a lot of things in your life you don't have control over. You didn't choose your natural talent. You didn't choose when you would be born, where you would be born. You didn't choose your race. You didn't choose your gender. You didn't choose your talent. But you do get to choose how much you're going to trust God. And it is that faith factor that will defeat the giants of delay and discouragement and disapproval and doubt. And if you will say yes to God, he will take you on the adventure of your life. It doesn't really matter what's happened in your life. If you say, I want the rest of my life, no matter how many years I've got, to be God's 100%. I want you to pray this prayer. Dear God, you have helped me many times in the past. You've helped me through things I thought I'd never get out of, but you did help me. And if you've helped me in the past, I know you're going to help me in the future. Help me to remember that and draw my confidence from that. Even when people discourage me or disapprove of me, or even when people misunderstand me, help me to use the tools that you've given me now. To not wait for a perfect time and a perfect place and a perfect tool, but to use the slingshot and the stones that I have right now. Help me not to wear somebody else's armor, but to just go in your strength. And Lord, help me to ignore the dream busters. And help me to start every day with a time alone with you so that I will encourage myself in the Lord. That I don't need the encouragement of other people because I'm encouraging myself in the Lord and spending time with you. Help me to expect you to help me, not for my glory, but for yours, that the whole world will know that there is a God. And that everyone will know that the Lord doesn't need weapons to rescue his people. Lord, I've been tired because I've been trying to fight battles as if they're mine. It's your battle. I want to relax and trust you to give me the victory. Jesus Christ, I invite you into every room in my life. The living room, the bedroom, the bathroom, the kitchen. I want you to run every area of my life. I want you to be the manager and the Lord from this day forward. And I thank you in advance that the giants will fall and the dream will come true. And I pray this in your name. Amen.
Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, Rick, at PastorRick.com and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus, and I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so thankful that you've chosen to spend some time with us. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, just go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, if you enjoy Rick's free email devotional, then we are excited to let you know that for the very first time, these devotions are available in a 365-day devotional hardcover book called Open Doors, A Year of Devotions. Here's Pastor Rick to tell us more.
You know, one of the ways I try to help reinforce the lessons that I teach on this broadcast is to offer daily devotionals that are based on the same lessons that I teach here. Did you know that over 1 million people subscribe to the Daily Hope devotionals? And if you're not getting them, I encourage you to sign up for this tool and resource too. If you haven't already got it, you're missing out. They're free, and they're delivered right to your inbox every morning. I'll just email them to you, or you can find them on the web at PastorRick.com. Now, many of you have asked that we provide these devotionals in a book format. So you know what? I asked my team to pull together 365 of the best daily devotionals, and we printed them in a book. And you can use this Daily Hope devotional book, it's an entire year's worth of devotions, as part of your quiet time, and it will allow you to meditate on a single scripture every day and to reflect on what it means. Now, I know you're going to be blessed by this resource, and it's also going to be something you could use as a meaningful gift to share with a family or a friend or a neighbor. This Daily Hope devotional is going to be available exclusively through Daily Hope and through the PastorRick.com store. You can't get this devotional anywhere else at any bookstore. You've got to get it directly from us because we want to be in contact with you.
The Open Doors, A Year of Daily Devotions book makes a great gift for a friend or loved one, and we'll send it to you as our way of saying thanks when you give a gift to help Daily Hope take the certain hope of Jesus to people around the world. To get your copy of this great resource, call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Today is the last day to get this great resource, so don't wait. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.